Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 60 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Explosions heard around the globe yesterday as Matt Gaetz, the representative here from Florida, stood up to the globalist psychopaths and their servants in the District of Corruption and led the charge to remove Kevin McCarthy as speaker. So now what? Well, we've got a guest coming on later to talk about that. And of course, President Trump's civil trial had its ups and downs yesterday, and moving forward today with Trump giving credit to the judge for tossing 80% of the complaint over the statute of limitations. We're going to hear more about the explosions over there. And Victor Davis Hanson states on Tucker, we are in the middle of a revolution. Well, gee, I think we can all attest to that at this point. It's just not kinetic yet. And renowned author Rich Dad Poor Dad Robert Kiyosaki has serious concerns about the future of the U.S. dollar. Ivan Raiklin, a former Green Beret constitutional attorney and turned D.C. operative, stops in to explain the concept getting some traction known as Speaker Trump. All this brought to you by Satellite123.com. Get over to Sat123.com for your communications backup. After all, today is the emergency broadcast system test. We'll see what happens on the other side. Be right back after these messages from Brighteon.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
And good evening. In an explosive turn of events, Matt Gaetz, who said he was going to do it, he said he was going to retract McCarthy as Speaker. Well, he did it. Kevin McCarthy is out as Speaker of the House. So where does that leave us? Well, several conservatives, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, have called on President Trump to serve as Speaker of the House as one way of helping him become president again. President Trump has some good news for the conservatives. Apparently, he's willing to do it. He confirmed this yesterday from New York's courthouse, where he's been dealing with this ridiculous civil trial. He was approached about the possibility of becoming the next Speaker of the House of Representatives, saying that he would be serving as whatever the best capacity for the country would be in the Republican Party. Here he is responding to that question about whether or not he would be Speaker.
We have some great, great people.
Would you take the job?
A lot of people have asked me about it. I'm focused. You know, we're leading. I don't know you. I'm sure you know me too much. The papers. But we're leading by like 50 points for president. You know, my focus is totally on that. If I can help them during the process, I would do it. But we have some great people in the Republican Party that could do it.
So you see that. We have some great people in the Republican Party, according to President Trump. And if he is drafted, he says he would consider it. Well, the drafting of President Trump as Speaker has been a conversation for the last year. Ivan Raikland, who will be joining us for the second half of the show, will explain how all that will unfold. But the question today is, are the rhinos still in control? Well, as one of his first acts as the acting speaker, Representative Patrick McHenry ordered former Speaker Nancy Three Martinis Pelosi to vacate her Capitol hideaway office by today. And this was an email that was sent to her office. And of course, Politico had the opportunity to view that, because that's where the Dems would run and spread the news. It says in the email, please vacate the space tomorrow. The room will be rekeyed. This was written by a top aide on the Republican-controlled House Administration Committee. The room was being reassigned by the acting speaker for speaker office use, according to the email. Well, McHenry, who is also a close McCarthy ally, was first on his hit list to become the acting speaker after the California was booted in a Tuesday afternoon vote. Only a select few House lawmakers get hideaway offices in the Capitol compared to their commonplace presence in the Senate. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries' staff helped Pelosi's office make the move. According to a spokesperson from the former speaker, they posted this image from outside the office at around 8 p.m. last night as staff were spotted packing up Pelosi's office. And of course, Pelosi, not wasting any time, the former speaker blasted the eviction in a statement as a sharp departure from tradition, adding that she had given former Speaker Dennis Hastert a significantly larger suite of offices for as long as he wished during her tenure. Pelosi had missed the vote to boot McCarthy to stay in San Francisco to attend memorial services for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, who, of course, was a long friend of the former speaker. Hey, Nancy, question for you. Whose money are you spending when you pass off these political favors to the demons and globalists up there in the District of Corruption? That's a question we'd like to know. Yeah, it's rhetorical, honey. It's ours. Stop. Anyhow, yesterday, President Trump spoke highly of the judge being fair when he left the trial. From then, it fell apart. But here's what he had to say when he first stepped out of the courtroom.
Well, I think that was very good. That last 5 minutes was outstanding, because the judge essentially conceded that the statute of limitations that we won at the Court of Appeals is in effect. Therefore, about 80% of the case is over. I was going to come out and say that, as you know, we're not entitled to a jury, which is pretty unusual in the United States of America. So you think it's very unfair that I don't have a jury, but the judge's last statement was very fair. And if I read it right, I'll let perhaps one of the lawyers speak to it. But Cliff, maybe you'll speak to it if you would. But the way I interpret that, and the way everyone else in the room seems to interpret that, is that the statute of limitations is a very real thing in this country. And that would be about 80% of this case would be over. Could somebody speak to that, please? Cliff, you want to talk about that?
Sure. So based on the judge's comments, at the end of the trial today, it would appear that he is agreeing that all the transactions that closed prior to 2014 are now out of the case.
Which is about 80% of the case. And it's also something that we won on appeal, but was not accepted by this court, but now seems to be accepted by this court. As far as the jury is concerned, It's much different now. I must tell you than it was 20 minutes ago. We were going to come out and complain that, you know, in this country you're entitled to a jury. But we very much appreciate the judge's decision today, or his statement today, on statute of limitations, which is a very big thing. It's a limited time period. And we did nothing wrong. And if you look at the statements, they show that even in 2011, I guess the number was $258 million in cash, a very strong company. I don't believe we really, maybe I wouldn't do a couple of deals or something, but I wouldn't have even needed to go to banks. Banks loved our business. They loved our deals. They weren't defrauded. They lost no money. They made money. They had the finest attorneys that there are. Frankly, their attorneys were better than my attorneys. And they made a lot of money, and they considered me a very good client. I paid them back on time, on schedule. There was no default. They never even sent me a default letter. Not one. For years, never got a default letter. And there's no case here. There's no victim. The banks aren't a victim. The insurance companies are a victim. Everybody got paid. It's a terrible, terrible thing. This was for politics. Now, it has been very successful for them because they took me off the campaign trail. Because I've been sitting in a courthouse all day long instead of being in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, or a lot of other places I could be at. This is a horrible situation for our country. It's never happened before. It's election interference. They're interfering with the presidential election of 2024, and the people of our country see it. But this was a big, big, I say surprise, but it was a great credit to the court that the judge was willing to do this. He sort of overruled himself, and I greatly respect that. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Besides overruling himself, perhaps that judge needs to run a bus over himself, because as President Trump said, there was no victim, no corpus delicti. How can you have a crime when you don't have a victim? And according to the statute of limitations, that's right. You know, presumably the majority of those so-called crimes, the statute of limitations have passed. But again, we're going to address that here in a little bit. This is the wrong forum, the wrong jurist for this particular trial. And again, nobody was harmed. The banks made a lot of money, and the fraud that is rampant in our government. Yes, President Trump, fraud vitiates everything. USA versus Throckmorton, 1878. That is your case precedent. And there is a ton of fraud that needs to be undone, because it does vitiate all the criminal activities.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans, for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
JR here with the Veterans Ranch. We provide equine therapy services to veterans and their families in Florida and the great state of Texas, and it's always free of charge. Equine therapy is very special in that it helps veterans build a bond of trust with an animal inherently born not to trust anyone. This helps them release burdens and walk off a new and improved version of themselves. Our veterans are suffering with PTSD from their time in service. Sadly, the daily veteran suicide rate is on the rise, and other veterans are struggling with the transition from military to civilian life. The Veterans Ranch is here to serve these veterans and their families through these issues for as long as they need us. Your call to action today is to go to theveteransranch.org and hit that donate button and make a one-time or monthly pledge. Your precious gifts will relocate our headquarters to North Texas so we can serve 5 to 10,000 Texas veterans and their families each year. Theveteransranch.org.
Well, anyway, after President Trump had those nice things to say, things then went off the rails at the end of the day. Then President Trump posted this regarding the judge's law clerk being Schumer's girlfriend. He says right there, Schumer's girlfriend, Allison R. Greenfield, is running this case against me. How disgraceful. This case should be dismissed immediately. And the judicial protest Instagram post that Trump is, quote, tweeting, he's at, the question is, why is Judge Engoron's principal law clerk, Allison Greenfield, palling around with Chuck Schumer? It's a good question, isn't it? would certainly seem to be that there's something not right there. Well, right after that post, then the judge issued a gag order over President Trump's Truth Social post. Breaking out of Manhattan, Judge Arthur Engoron has just issued a gag order against Trump over a social media post that called a law clerk Schumer's girlfriend. All happening today on the second day of his $250 million civil fraud trial. The judge also reprimanding President Trump, threatening him for posting a social media message targeting the judge law clerk, calling her Schumer's girlfriend, leading to the judge issuing this gag order and threatening sanctions. Well, again, I think we should gag the judge because you turn a camera on him, as we showed you during the trial yesterday, and he is all smiles and look at me, I'm a star, get your 15 minutes of fame before you end up in the gutter where you belong. Well, President Trump posting his truth statement as he arrives on this day of the civil trial, saying that he just arrived at the witch hunt taking place in the very badly failing, so sadly, state of New York, where people and companies are fleeing by the thousands. Corrupt Attorney General Letitia James is the big reason for this, and he cites the statute 6312 is meant to be used for consumer fraud. It has never been used on a case such as this, especially since he did absolutely nothing wrong. Trump says, I borrowed money, paid it back in full, and got sued years later with a trial right in the middle of my campaign. I'm not even entitled under any circumstances to a jury. This witch hunt cannot be allowed to continue. It is election interference and the start of communism right here in America. Well, I'm so glad that President Trump called this out because that is exactly what we have become. We are not a republic anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Gloves are off. We're in a revolution, and Victor Davis Hanson speaks to that. But then President Trump judge says something controversial to really just knock it all home about what a communist state we really are in.
Now, I'm going to say something controversial, even though I'm being taped. Juries get it wrong a lot. That's my own opinion. I do only civil trials, personal injury cases, contract disputes. But I've had situations where, like, oh my heaven's sake, how could they have thought that? Well, I have a tool that I can deal with that. It's called judgment notwithstanding the verdict. I can say there is no possible way that a reasonable jury would have reached that conclusion. And all right, am I following the law or am I making law? Okay, I'm following law. I'm an impartial referee, but it's hard to factor out my own emotions, and I have tools. Somebody can say, well, Your Honor, you have to throw out this case because it's just like another case. Well, is it just like another case? What if the defendant was wearing a red sweater instead of a blue sweater? Oh, and by the way, I worked for the Columbia Daily Spectator for a couple of weeks. What happened was I went there every day and I wrote a few stories. One I got criticized on because I wrote that some Ku Klux Klanners had murdered some people, and I was told, you can't say that. How do we know? You aren't there. Well, that was what everybody thought. Anyway, yeah, we should have absolute immunity. What if we defame somebody? That's how it usually comes up. You know, you call somebody a murderer or a heroin addict, that sort of thing, a pedophile. And if it's done in court, yeah, I think we should have absolute immunity.
So, this judge is happy to tell you that he is going to legislate from the bench when he admits that it's hard to factor out his own emotions. Just stop and think about that for 1 second. It's hard for this guy to factor out his own emotions, and he's going to legislate from the bench. And what was with that comment about a red sweater versus a blue sweater? Is he talking about Republican versus Democrat? Is he just exposing his political transgressions, that he can't look beyond politics, that he's weighing in his decision on politics, and that he would overrule a jury verdict when the jury has more power than the judge? Are you kidding me? Again, grand juries, folks, if you're on a grand jury or you're on any jury, you can look at any evidence and question anyone, including the prosecutor or anybody that actually put you in that position. So if you are approached by a federal prosecutor to be on a grand jury, you can investigate the federal prosecutor, and I would encourage you to do so. That is a much widely unknown fact that needs to be spread everywhere. So as far as commentary with respect to what's going on in the civil trial, it's completely unfair that President Trump is actually being tried under this ridiculous statute and section. It's totally unconstitutional because, of course, why are they doing this? He is leading Joe Biden in the polls. He's leading DeSantis in the polls. He's crushing everybody in the polls right now. They are arguing over a consumer protection statute, which is, by the way, you can't use stuff like that to run election interference on anybody. That's not how it's done. He is entitled to a jury trial under the law. And of course, what is he getting? He's getting a radical judge who is legislating from the bench, making commentary like we just played for you, smiling for the cameras and gagging a president because he spoke out and used his First Amendment. Welcome to the United Communists of America. You liking your country yet, folks? Do you want to do something about it? Do you want to step in the ring with Tactical Civics and get grand juries stood up where we start to indict these gross, disgusting criminals that are running our country right across the border into Venezuelan communism? Because that's exactly what they're doing. We are in the middle of a revolution. That's right. Victor Davis Hanson was on Tucker recently warning of this very same fact. And I just want to make sure that you get to hear exactly how he posited what he thinks about this revolution.
Anything that's useful to gain power is considered legitimate, and anything that's not useful is illegitimate. And that's how they define morality. And I think we're very naive, Tucker. We don't realize that we're in the middle of a revolution. We think that we're still playing within the same sidelines or parameters, and it's not. Everything's under negotiation, whether it's the Senate filibuster, the Electoral College, new states coming in, the size of the Supreme Court, voting IDs, the genders, the foundational data of the United States, pronoun usage from the trivial to the existential. We're in the middle of a cultural, economic, political revolution. And I think we got to wake up.
Wow, Victor, could not agree with you more. We need to wake up on so many levels. We have just allowed all this infighting in our parties amongst ourselves. We're putting our own opinions above other people's, and we're not looking in at the ball that has to get down the field across the goal line, which is taking this country back and restoring the Republic of the United States of America. Victor Davis Hanson, I applaud you for taking that 33 minutes on Tucker. I encourage everybody to get on Tucker's Twitter and watch that interview because he lays it out extremely clearly. And something else that has been laid out very clearly is this crisis at the border and Operation Burning Edge strikes again. That's right. If you haven't been paying attention, we've been getting a lot of great feedback about what's going on in Texas. Well, now Mayor Adams heading to the Colombian jungle. That's right. New York City Mayor Adams is now heading to the Colombian jungle in Latin America, touring amid the immense, intense migrant crisis that is besieging the city of New York. He said on Monday that he will embark on a four-day trip to Latin America, a journey that comes amid growing tensions between the city and the White House over the ongoing migrant crisis. Adams will depart Wednesday, today, visiting Mexico, Ecuador, Colombia, planning to visit the dangerous Colombian jungle crossing the Colombian-Panama border, known as the Darien Gap. I hope he makes it to Baja Chiquito to see what in the actual hell is going on up there. It is hell on earth for those poor Embera Indians. Of course, that gap connects South America and Central America. And the trip to three countries also comes as Adams' administration has issued increasingly aggressive rhetoric and policies around migrants, which came to a head over the weekend when Ingrid Lewis Martin, the mayor's chief advisor, said during an interview that the federal officials, including Biden, need to close the borders. Shocking, right? And of course, is he getting any support from Governor Kathy Hochul or the Biden administration? Are they throwing any extra money? No, they're not doing that. They're not interested in any of that, especially the state of New York. They don't want to support the New York City folks, nor does the federal government. Could it be that they want Gotham to collapse into anarchy with migrants in charge, burning down a once epic financial center that it was? And just to prove my point, while the expansion and redesignation of a federal immigration program known as temporary protected status kicks off Tuesday for the Venezuelan newcomers who've been in the country continuously as of July 31st or prior, Governor Hochul warned that the expedited work authorization or other benefits associated with TPS are for the narrow group of people. She says the door is not wide open in terms of saying there's a job for everyone who arrives. And get this, New York City City Hall estimated that more than 61,000 migrants are staying in hotels or emergency shelters, although the Adams administration has imposed new restrictions that are forcing adult migrants to leave after 30 days and reapply for shelter if they have no other options. Wow. Crisis, anybody? That's right. Well, you can avert a food crisis if you get on over to lightsoutbeef.com. Get your delicious sirloin, filet, steak cubes, steak tips, and other tasty tidbits. That's right, beautiful cows that are slaughtered in small herds. These cows have not been vaccinated with that god-awful poison death shard of mRNA. They're sticking that mRNA in all the livestock these days. Beware where you get your beef. LightsOutBeef.com is pure, delicious beef, grass-fed, slaughtered in small herds, and then freeze-dried, shelf-stable for you and your family up to 20 years. As I've been saying and warning everybody, I'm going to be doing a cooking show using my lightsoutbeef.com to show you just how tasty it is. Also, mypillow.com is providing the financial resources for me to continue the travels to show you everything that I do. But most importantly, it's a great night's sleep and you help Mike Lindell. This promo code AV gets you up to 80% on some items and 66% off on the rest. Well, your money right now is critical. And Robert Kiyosaki, who is a renowned author, you know him as Rich Dad, Poor Dad, talks about dollar being worth less than toilet paper. That's right, talking about how he says we need to decentralize from the fiat currency in these scary times of a very broken banking system. Talking about how the dollar is losing its purchasing power and not long from now, it'll be worth less than toilet paper. This is why I remind everybody, you need to get into gold. Gold and silver always preserve your wealth. MAR, true constitutional sound money. And the good people over at Advantage Gold will remind you that there is a chilling truth coming with the federal digital currency. That's right, the CBDC. Brace for impact, folks. They want to track and trace you in everything that you do. And this is going to have a severe impact on your personal and financial transactions, because if the government doesn't like what you're doing, if they think your social credit score isn't up to snuff, they can limit how you spend your money, which is why you want gold and silver in your piggy bank, in your pillow, and in a vault somewhere to protect you for the future. There's a way to reclaim control. I've actually partnered with Advantage Gold, and together we offer you a solution that you can use now. Give them a call at 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. They actually specialize in converting traditional IRAs and 401ks into tangible assets such as gold and silver. If you call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000, learn how to invest in gold and silver so that your lifeline in an era dominated by government control can give you that gold and silver survival kit. Tell them that I sent you right now with Ann Vandersteel, and you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. Don't let your money be controlled. Call 800-900-8000 for Advantage Gold. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, constitutional attorney, muckraker, and just all about D.C. operative these days, on Speaker Trump. Can we make it happen?
Hi, this is Larry Kortkamp with the OBBM Network. You know, if you're like most Americans, you don't understand the medical industry. You need an advocate on your side to get the best care for you at the best price. You need great care on your side. Call 469-864-7149 and tell them that OBBM sent you. Purchase time in blocks. You can always add additional time if you need to. Get 10% off advocate services when you mention OBBM. You can talk to your advocate about anything medical. Get some peace of mind. Let GraithCare advocate for you. Protect your medical rights and get the treatment that you deserve. Go to GraithCare.com, call 469-864-7149 and tell them OBBM sent you and get 10% off your first session.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. You know, electromagnetic frequency disrupts our nervous system, causes anxiety, and damages our immunity. Studies linking EMF radiation to cancers and autoimmune disorders are something we shouldn't ignore. That's why I use EMF blocking devices from Gia Wellness and encourage everyone to limit their exposure wherever they can. I decided that because of what I do every day in the production studio, I needed to be able to offer solutions for the people I work with. Go to GiaWellness.com/Susan Hamilton to check out these amazing EMF radiation blocking products. That's GiaWellness.com/Susan Hamilton.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time. We have a rogue judge.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based Bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these Bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian. In helping to keep our country and our communities safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
And welcome back to the second half of the show. Before we get to our guest, Ivan Raiklin, somebody who is a deep state marauder, former Green Beret, National Guard. I call him a DC muckraking operative these days. He is moving and shaking all over the district of corruption, and he is getting people to tune in to the idea of Speaker Trump. But in the meantime, the government is still tuning into you, into me. And to protect yourself from that, I use aliasid.com. Aliasid.com is the way you can stop the hacking and tracing of your phone by prying eyes like the federal government that just want to know what it is that you are up to and where you are and with whom you are. Aliasid.com, if you use my promo code AV, you will save 30% at checkout, and that includes for your entire family. You can get a one-stop shop, get everybody on your family plan of cell phones, protection from the prying eyes of the federal government. Okay, now somebody the federal government doesn't want prying eyes into is my good friend Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret and DC muckraker. He is actually getting some business done. Ivan, thanks for joining us. I know you're on the road and you were just being a good Samaritan helping somebody change a flat tire. What, is there anything you don't do?
No, I called the tow company. We got it all settled, so that's why I'm a couple minutes.
Oh,
no, absolutely. Got to help out, you know, folks.
I thought you were getting your hands all greasy and you're going to be all sweaty and all a mess, but you look pretty good, so that's good. You made a phone call. Hey, at least you did something. You just didn't leave your friend on the side of the road, which is great. Appreciate you. All right, so we're pulling over this broadcast onto the side of this road because we're zeroing in on you. Last year, you broke out big time on social media when you took the gloves off and said, we need Speaker Trump. And then, of course, things went sideways and we got Speaker McCarthy, which drove everybody crazy because Trump actually endorsed this guy. So let's rewind the clock and just set the table, can we?
I would beg to differ that we had to go through the process. So let's look back to when Nancy Pelosi was the speaker. We literally had no ability to interact with our members of Congress, and nor did the members of Congress have the ability to adjust and create leverage over the leadership in the House of both parties to convey what the interests of the people were. Luckily, in January, we were able to, over the course of 15 votes, basically instruct and educate the country on what a House of Representatives should look like, meaning open discourse and debate, so that the best policy ideas would then be kind of aired out in the court of public opinion, so that those that resonated the most with the people, those representatives would then increase in stature and posture. And we saw that, I think, through that process. Matt Gaetz came out as probably the strongest rhetorical influencer, if you will, because of his ability to, on the fly, really respond to any argumentation from the rhino establishment uniparty scum. And then, you know, I get it. They gave Kevin McCarthy an opportunity to perform according to the rules that the Freedom Caucus essentially laid on him in order to maintain the speakership. And I guess luckily for us, he did not comply. So now we're in a much stronger position of leverage to now have more folks within the Freedom Caucus come out in support of Speaker Trump. And I mean, let's face it, rhinos like, no, what's his name, Hannity, the failing faux news,
right?
They're basically being forced into having the conversation of having Speaker Trump. It's because they're losing viewers. More viewers are going on Ann VanderSteel and Variety On and all these other networks because no one's watching faux news. And so now I think we've cornered them in a position where they literally need to have at least the conversation of a Speaker Trump to retain viewership.
Right.
And again, it might be a ruse from their perspective, but we need to build that momentum and showcase that there's increased support for a Speaker Trump than there ever was during those first 15 votes. And
yeah.
Troy Nell has already put it out there that he's going to nominate him. Greg Stubbe is supporting, Congressman Greg Stubbe from Florida. And then, so Texas, Troy Nell's, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene last night said that she would only support a Speaker Trump. So I think we're in a position where there's really only two options, either a Speaker Trump or there is no functioning House of Representatives until January 3rd of 2025.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been extremely controversial. She seemed to be all in on this whole Kevin McCarthy thing. Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz were joined at the hip at the whole Speaker Trump thing last year. Lauren Boebert, by the way, departed and voted present at this vote last night about Kevin McCarthy. That really was very upsetting to people like myself who are all in with Lauren. We really like her. We're like, what are you doing? You've kind of stepped away from your whole shake up the routine, shake up the establishment role.
Where did she vote present or did she not vote at all?
She voted present.
Okay, so I mean, I would, not knowing the details of why she voted that way, my first gut reaction would be she's trying to create a little bit of air breathing room so that she can basically save her firepower for the next round, because, you know, there's been a lot of heat on her lately, and I think that just gives her a little bit of heat off of the establishment for now. And I don't really take that as a negative. It's more of a neutral to give her more breathing room to then be able to go on the attack mode.
You think she's trying to insulate herself from the recent, prying eyes of her private life?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, I think so.
Ivan, you know what? I'm sorry. I think that's weak, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know what? Nobody cares about Bill Clinton's blue dress or any of the other transgressions. I mean, like, America just doesn't care anymore, because if you turn on Instagram, all you see is porn anymore. It's just everywhere. So the fact that she's on a private date, people just need to let that go. And my
if everybody's asking her about that, and then even more pressure comes, you can't plan ahead for your next second and third, like, chess moves if you're so focused on basically the close battle, is what I'm getting. So if this gives her some breathing room to then kind of plan out and think through the next second and third steps, then I would say that that's a good move. And I don't know, my gut just tells me that that's probably what's at play.
So let's talk about
the people.
So let's just talk about the people you just listed that are in the camp of Speaker Trump, because Matt had 8 people, including himself, vote to oust Kevin McCarthy.
And that's a different group. I don't want people to confuse those two.
So let's break them down. Let's break them down.
So there's 8 that basically said, you know what, Kevin McCarthy did not stick to the agreement with those 8, and they're going to call him out on it. And I mentioned this a few days ago, that a wild card in this discussion is going to be Nancy Mace. And lo and behold, Nancy Mace was one of the 8. Now, up until the oversight hearing on COVID with Twitter, I would have put her in the rhino, toxic, feckless, coward TDS camp, right? But after she came out and essentially said she was vaccine injured, and she, you know, read the Twitter files, I think she woke up because of the personal impact of what happened. And I think she's now no longer a toxic coward. She probably still has TDS that she needs to kind of go through the process of shedding. But I think she's in the camp of anti-McCarthy, anti-establishment, but trying to figure out her path forward on how do we remedy an illegitimate and illegal weaponization of our executive branch, but still maintain the TDS. I know that's going to be a hard kind of needle to thread, but I think she's trying to figure it out.
Okay, so next question, because I'm hearing this from some people on social media and in emails. They're concerned that we've now ripped out the only Republican we might have as Speaker, and we're leaving it wide open for the Democrats to come in, and that these rhinos might actually jump on the Democrat bandwagon and put a Dem in there as Speaker. What are your thoughts on the possibility of that?
Yeah, those are the talking points of the establishment Republicans, like your Mark Levins of the world, probably is who you're referring to. I don't know, but that's probably what's going on. You got to remember that Paul Ryan essentially owns Rupert Murdoch and Paul Ryan own Mark Levin and what he says. They own what Sean Hannity says, right? And to include Maria Bartiromo, what she says.
Oh, now, she and Matt Gaetz mixed it up last week. It was heavy duty. It was heavy
in
duty.
In her defense, she realizes that she has to backwalk some stuff because she's in a unique position. She's probably the most influential, America First person at Faux News. But she still has to maintain her job, right, and kind of toe the party line. I would respond this way to those that are saying that, oh, it's the same argument that they did in January. They don't understand that we would rather have a non-functioning House of Representatives, meaning no Speaker of the House for the next 14 months until the new 119th Congress comes into play, than a Speaker of the House that is going to continue down the path of uniparty establishment. Which means Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. We would rather have that. Now, if they want to have a Speaker of the House, then we will agree to having a Speaker Trump. So really, I would say that those are the only two options at this point.
JR here with the Veterans Ranch. We provide equine therapy services to veterans and their families in Florida and the great state of Texas, and it's always free of charge. Equine therapy is very special in that it helps veterans build a bond of trust with an animal inherently born not to trust anyone. This helps them release burdens and walk off a new and improved version of themselves. Our veterans are suffering with PTSD from their time in service. Sadly, the daily veteran suicide rate is on the rise, and other veterans are struggling with the transition from military to civilian life. The Veterans Ranch is here to serve these veterans and their families through these issues for as long as they need us. Your call to action today is to go to theveteransranch.org and hit that donate button and make a one-time or monthly pledge. Your precious gifts will relocate our headquarters to North Texas so we can serve 5,000 to 10,000 Texas veterans and their families each year. TheVeteransRanch.org.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
And so they're going to have to make the tough call. Do they want to have 6,000 votes for Speaker of the House? That's somebody not Trump. Or do they want to have one vote for Speaker Trump?
Okay. Do you think that President Trump will actually step into that role with everything he has on his plate right now? I know he echoed it last night when he left the courthouse because he's hearing about it. And I know he's heard about it most likely from you some form or fashion, Ivan, however that got there. But what are the chances you think realistically he'll step into the ring and do that?
I'm probably, hopefully by tonight, going to lay out a Substack titled, if Ivan Raiklin were President Trump, this is what I would do as the Speaker of the House.
All right, lay it out.
If that is read by President Trump and his internal ecosystem like Susie Wiles and others, I think it'll be very compelling. Just as a teaser, I will say this. If you want full immunity, you might want to become Speaker of the House. If you want to subpoena Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, and Jack Smith, if you want to basically emasculate them, starting Tuesday, is to become the Speaker of the House. If you want to go ahead and have full control of who the next U.S. Capitol Police Chief is in January 3rd of 2024, then you become Speaker of the House, appoint your own Sergeant at Arms, who then becomes the Chair of the Capitol Police Board, who can then fire the Capitol Police Chief, and then maybe reinstate Chief Sund and Eric Johnson, so that they can go ahead and immediately release all the tapes. And then everyone will be able to exonerate all 1,100 plus J6 defendants based on that evidence, to include all the documents that have been used for the persecution of the J6 defendants. One last note. I don't know if you heard that Nancy Pelosi was asked to kind of get out, right, in standing order?
Yes.
I suspect that's the uniparty's protection of Nancy Pelosi, because now Kevin McCarthy can't provide her immunity and top cover for her Fed's direction on January 6th. So it's basically the acting or the Speaker pro tem saying, hey, Nancy, you might want to pack your, I won't swear, stuff, because that's going to be the easy way out of essentially destruction of evidence as it relates to your role in the Fed's direction coup of January 6th.
And you might
want to pack it up.
And you might want to take that and ride on out into the sunset and eat your ice cream and never come back. Just stay at your freezer door with a popsicle in your mouth so you can't even talk about any of this.
Alternate your licks on the ice cream with your buddy Joe Biden.
There you go. All right. So then let's talk about what it's going to look like. If President Trump is Speaker and he's able to lead an impeachment inquisition into Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Day one, immediately.
Day one. Okay, so let's
game theory.
Ivan, hold on one second. I want to put the whole question to you. If he was able to successfully lead this impeachment inquisition to Kamala and Joe Biden, right, and they're impeached, he would become president. But who is number two? How does that work? How would we set that up so you get the exact president and vice president that this country needs?
Everything stays the same according to the plan and path that I laid out in November right after the midterms. And it goes like this. He comes in, appoints a sergeant at arms, and then the U.S. Capitol Police is pretty much under control starting January like I laid out. Next thing he does is, I mean, ideally it would be like a Cash Patel as sergeant at arms. But then he goes into the impeachment process, and the impeachment is not necessarily to remove the resident and the vice resident because we don't have the votes in the Senate. The whole purpose of the exercise of an impeachment is to showcase to the whole world uncensored on C-SPAN all of the crimes by the Biden criminal syndicate, the Harris, all of the Uniparty. And then that evidence is then used as political leverage by voters in the states of Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin to demand at the highest level that those legislatures in those states remove their allocation of electors, triggering the House under which Speaker Trump is presiding to go ahead and run a 12th Amendment contingent election to vote himself in as president. And then the Senate basically will have to decide on who the vice president is, but in the alternative, because there really isn't a vice president to choose from, because Kamala Harris is not a natural born U.S. citizen, and number two, Mike Pence really, he conceded, right, in that previous election. I argue that it is up to the president on who he should appoint, and I think probably the best person under the current circumstances would be somebody like General Flynn.
General Flynn. It, some reason, it always keeps coming back to General Flynn, which I think is a tremendous idea, which is probably why you're seeing so much heat turned up on him right now by supposed patriots in the movement who believe he's some sort of derelict child sex trafficker, spy for Israel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I know Lynn Wood has done one heck of a job of trying to smear this man's name, and certain people have jumped on it, and I'm sad to see that happen. But it's really like they're, you know, they're doing research on material that's being fabricated.
Let's break it down real quick. Who better in our country has the ecosystem and leverage over the United States Senate Republican scum to kind of bring them on board to, hey, buddy boys that are funded by Pfizer and all these other bad actors, you need to come clean. Right. I can't think of anybody better than General Flynn, because as a vice president, you're also the president of the Senate. And I think this will be an opportunity for him to be a president of the Senate, appoint a Senate sergeant at arms, to then start to clean house inside of the Senate, to take out all the influence and leverage that the Chinese Communist Party has done on folks like the staff of Senator Feinstein, to include her, right? Also other bad actors like, oh, I don't know, Mitch McConnell. So I think that is the cleansing that our country needs at this point so that we can transition into offense. And then next up is to create consequences for the Chinese Communist Party. First order of business. They probably owe us about $20 trillion.
Yeah, it would go a long way to punching a hole back
maybe
down.
$33 trillion is what they owe us.
Yeah, I would agree. It is at least there. We could start counting the IP theft every year, right? How much they've stolen just an IP every year and added up. But, you know, rolling forward just a little bit, Ivan, the Senate Sergeant at Arms, who might be a good choice for that, I wonder?
I mean, I'd be willing to come out of retirement.
I knew it. That's what I was going for. Now we're talking. I think Ivan Raiklin needs to step in as a Senate Sergeant at Arms.
I could probably work pretty well hand in hand with Cash Patel as he's the House Sergeant at Arms over there. I think we could probably, you know, clean, you know, help out the janitor, clean things up a little bit in aisle two and aisle three and every single aisle.
That's what needs to happen, Ivan. It's been a long time coming. All right, so where are you off to right now? Are you headed back into D.C., or what's the next thing you're going to go do to just create a little marauder muckraking?
I think I need to focus in on literally laying out the case on why Speaker Trump instead of – because I think at this point the kind of the superficial layer of Con Inc. is now talking about it. So I don't need to really push that anymore. I think now we need to go into the details of what a Speaker Trump would do over the course of at most 14 months going into January 3rd and how that would fit into the campaign, the primary season, et cetera, and everything else kind of I've been putting out in the Substack series. So that's probably my focus today.
So I guess to sum it up, if he is Speaker Trump, he can certainly start day one with the impeachment inquisition on Kamala and Harris. But
absolutely,
we don't necessarily expect that to go through. It's just going to be the opportunity to play all the evidence so people can see all the crimes committed on in real time for free on C-SPAN and anywhere everybody else wants to cover it on social media.
To motivate the state legislatures to remove their electors that they illegitimately transmitted for the Biden criminal syndicate.
And then, of course, in 2024, when the election cycle comes up again, we now can have hopefully a legitimate election if we can clean up and get the state legislatures to get rid of these machines.
No, I'm saying that this Speaker Trump play would essentially, over the next, and through about mid-January, I would say that we take the plan that I put forth last year and it's just fast forward it 1 year with okay. the same timing and sequencing.
Okay.
Maybe yeah. a little bit earlier by 2 months.
Ivan Raiklin, from your lips to the president's ears, let's rock and roll. I appreciate you coming by and thanks for always being such a good friend and a good Samaritan and just generally somebody who's got the country's best interest at heart. You rock.
You too, Ann. Always a pleasure to be on.
All righty. All right, folks. That's a wrap for tonight. You've seen the best of the best, Ivan Raiklin. He is true patriot. I can't say enough about that man. Follow him on his Substack, ivanraiklin.substack.com. And keep up. He's posting this plan tonight. You're going to want to read about it because you heard about it here first. Hope you all have a great evening. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.